From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkan Songs. It was 1993 when Toby Keith's debut single, Should Have Been a Cowboy, topped the country charts. The song would eventually be named by BMI as the most played country song of the decade. Though a proud Okie, Keith became one of the biggest stars in Nashville, and it was through an Arkansas watering hole that Toby Keith first set his mind on a career in music.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Toby Keith Covell was born July 8, 1961, in the railroad town of Clinton, Oklahoma. It was in this Route 66 waypoint that H.K. and Carolyn Covell were raising two sons and a daughter when they picked up and moved to Fort Smith. It was in this city, also home to his grandmother, that young Toby spent several of his grade school years before the family headed back west to settle on a farm outside of Moore, Oklahoma, which borders the university town of Norman, where Keith lives to this day. With the story of Toby Keith, country music star, can be traced back to Arkansas.
My grandmother owned a nightclub on the Arkansas-Oklahoma line. Mama put me on a greyhound and I went to stay with her in the summertime. I'd box up those empty long necks and stack them in the back and make a ham. Then at night she'd let me sneak out of the kitchen and sit in with the band.
While growing up in Moore, Toby Keith spent summers with his grandmother in Fort Smith. The woman, known as Clancy, was waitress and later owner of a nightclub called Billy Garner Supper Club, located on Rogers Avenue near the old St. Edward's Hospital.
And I took my songs and guitar and sang them to a man from Tennessee. I played every beer joint tavern from New York City out to Pasadena. Every corn dog fair and rodeo and sold out every basketball arena. Like to get down with my boys in Afghanistan and Baghdad City too. I am a red, white, and blue blood graduate of honky tonk.
In 2005, Toby Keith scored a hit with the title track from the album Honky Tonk You. The song tells how he was sent to live with his nightclub-running grandmother for the summer in West Arkansas, Sebastian County. Keith said, "When I was a kid, some of the earliest memories I have of being on this earth were going by her nightclub and seeing my grandmother. I spent a whole summer with her, and I wrote the song Honky Tonk You about it, and her buying me a guitar. This song is a tribute to her."
I'll still have a song to sing and a band to turn it up and play it loud. As long as there's a barroom with a corner stage and a honky-tonk crowd.
Whether Toby Keith actually sat in with the band, as he has claimed, or even how long his grandmother was proprietor of Billy Garner's Supper Club is a source for discussion and disagreement among Fort Smith locals. Still, 6 years after Honky Tonk U, Toby Keith would name another album for his experiences with his Arkansas Your Grandmother. Toby Keith recalls, "The name of the bar was Billy Garner's Supper Club, but it wasn't fitting into my song very well. My grandfather had nicknamed her Clancy because she was a saloon keeper and always called her Clancy around the house, so I used Clancy's Tavern." Keith continues, "I give you the visual and everything you see when you go in the door. There's nothing made up in that song. Every bit of this is word for word, exactly what you would have seen if you went in the front door at 5 o'clock and stayed all night long. It's a pretty special song to me." So while he is proud of his Oklahoma roots, credit for sparking Toby Keith's musical journey can be traced to Fort Smith, Arkansas, where Keith spent time learning at Honky Tonk U. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.